Now, why is it called the Oracle? We don't know. Nobody's quite sure what the origin of the word oracle is. It may come from Italian, but that's not certain. So I think we have to say that the meaning of the name is not clear. But the origin, the beginning of the idea of the oracle comes in the late 16th century. Again, some of you may have seen Kendrick. There's a Kendrick Road near the university. A long slope. Well, look out for it. There's also a school in Reading, quite a famous school in Reading, called Kendrick School. And that's referring to John Kendrick. Moving ahead now to the Stuarts. In 1642, a civil war began in England. This was Parliament fighting against the King. Parliament felt that the King was wasting too much money on unnecessary things, and they wanted to challenge his power. And a civil war began. Charles I against Parliament. Parliament was led by a man called Oliver Cromwell. During the Civil War, which was 7 years in total, there was fighting in and near Reading. A lot of Reading was destroyed at that time. The King's soldiers were inside Reading with the Parliament troops outside attacking Reading. And after the war was finished, Reading was in a very poor state for quite a long time. There was actually fighting in Reading, and I think you can still see bullet marks near the central post office. There may be, well, they say there are bullet marks. I've never really seen them. But they say that there are bullet marks there from the Civil War time. Moving ahead now to after the Civil War, a long time after, about 150 years later, 1790, when Queen Anne was on the throne. Queen Anne was quite weak physically, and she needed to go for medical treatment several times from London, which is off that way, to Bath, a city called Bath, where there were special waters, so she could go to the waters and relax in the spas in Bath. Reading was on the road in between London and Bath. And because the Queen was going along the road, it became fashionable for everybody to go along that road, to travel between London and Bath. The sort of purple-blue lines are roads, and the red lines are the rivers. What you can see here is that there are more and more roads with Reading as the meeting point. And because you've got lots of people travelling from London to Bath, you've got a lot of people who want to stop in Reading to get food, to get shelter, and so on. So Reading becomes quite famous as a place for people to stop, to rest on their way in between other places. And I think actually Reading is still very much like that. A lot of people go through Reading on their way somewhere else. Now, in those days, people didn't have cars, so they wouldn't be looking for petrol stations, but they would be looking for what we could call a watering hole, a place where you can get water for your horses. That brings us on to later developments. First of all, as I mentioned earlier, we've got the joining of the river from Bristol to the river from London through the building of a canal. Again, I'm afraid the picture is too dark, but actually in the bottom left corner there is a horse. And the horse is pulling the boat, what we call a barge. B-A-R-G-E, a barge, a flat boat on which you carry goods. And these would be special, powerful horses that were able to pull weights for a long period of time. This was completed in 1810, which again made Reading important because you could carry goods all the way from Bristol to London or London to Bristol on water.